どうも、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。
Jessie here。
こんにちは、もとこです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 6. How is everyone feeling in Japan? Today, I'm joined by a new host, Motoko.
Hi.
Hi, Motoko. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you too. All right. So, in the last lesson, we learned how to ask the time and tell time.
Yes. For example, 今何時ですか? What time is it now? And 1時です. It's 1 o'clock.
Yep.And in this lesson, we'll review asking how someone is.
That's right. What's happening in the conversation?
This conversation is a continuation from the last lesson, and so Taylor and Kaori are still talking on Skype. It sounds like they're catching up since they haven't talked in a while.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
元気ですか?
はい、テイラーさんは?
はい、元気です。
ちえみさんとサラちゃんもお元気ですか?
はい。マトリーも元気です。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
元気ですか?
はい。テイラーさんは?
はい。元気です。
ちえみさんとサラちゃんもお元気ですか?
はい、マトリーも元気です。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
元気ですか?
How are you?
はい、テイラーさんは?
I'm fine. How are you, Taylor?
はい、元気です。
I'm fine, thank you.
チエミさんとサラちゃんもお元気ですか?
Are Chiemi and Sarah well too?
はい。マトリーも元気です。
Yes, Muttley is well too. So Taylor and Kaori are still talking on Skype.
That's right.
Asking how everyone is. Chiemi, Taylor's wife, and Sarah, Taylor and Chiemi's daughter, and even Muttley.
Everyone, do you remember Muttley?
If you listen to season 1, you probably remember him. Muttley is Taylor's dog.
It's a cute name.Matori.
Yes, in Japanese it becomes Matori, but it is a cute name, I think. Muttley.
And it sounds like everyone is fine. Everyone is genki.
Yep, everyone is genki. Oh, that's our first vocab word, isn't it?
Yes, genki.
Genki, energetic, fine, or healthy.
In English, you usually say, I'm fine, or I'm doing fine, right?
Yes, when asked, how are you?Oh, I'm fine. Like that.
In Japanese, we call that genki.
Genki. Yes, we'll go into asking how someone is later on in the lesson, but for now, just know that genki refers to someone being energetic, healthy, or fine.
Our next word is to.
To. This means and. It comes between two nouns, two things.
Right. For example, Taylor to Chiemi.
Taylor and Chiemi.
Or,水とジュース。
Water and juice. Okay, so here's one for you listeners. How would you say Japan and America?
Remember that Japan is 日本 and America is アメリカ。
Okay, we would say
日本とアメリカ。
日本とアメリカ。Japan and America. Okay, now let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask how someone is.
Hi, yes, as in, how are you?
As well as, how is so-and-so? We'll be using the word we just learned earlier,
Genki,
which translates to fine, healthy, and energetic. So, let's get right into it. How do you ask someone, how are you?
Genki desu ka?
Genki.ですか?
Yes, 元気.
Fine, energetic.
Plus, ですか?
元気ですか? The literal translation is, are you fine or are you well? Okay, listen and repeat.
元気ですか?
Great.
If you want to be more polite, you can add お to the beginning. お元気ですか?
Right. お plus 元気ですか? お元気ですか? This sounds slightly more polite. Okay, listen and repeat.
お元気ですか?
Sounds good. Now, I want to point out something here.
What's that?
Well, in English-speaking cultures, the question, how are you, is very common, an everyday occurrence, right?
I think so. You could ask someone, how are you, every day,
right? Well, in Japanese, 元気ですか? Is not used as often.
Oh, good point.
It's mostly used when you haven't seen someone in a while, kind of like how we might say, how have you been, in English.
In the dialogue, Taylor asked Kaori, 元気ですか? Since they hadn't talked in a while.
So this 元気ですか? Can be used when you're talking directly to someone to ask how they are. Motoko, what if we want to ask someone about how someone else is doing?
Here's our pattern. Person は元気ですか?
So, person,followed by wa genki desu ka means how is person.
Yes, for example, Matori wa genki desu ka?
How is Matli? Okay, repeat after Motoko.
Matori wa genki desu ka?
Now, if you want to be a little more polite, you can add san after the person's name and then also add o in front of genki.
Right.Such as, Chiemi-san wa o genki desu ka?
How's Chiemi-san? Or, how's Chiemi? So, if someone asks you this, genki desu ka? Question, how should we respond?
It's quite simple. Since, genki desu ka? Is a yes or no question, you say, hai.
Yes.
First. Then, say, genki desu.
Hai, genki desu. Like that?
Right. Hai, genki desu.
So,Hai means yes, and genki desu means I'm fine, he's fine, she's fine, they're fine, etc. There's no need to repeat watashi or the name of the person.
Right. Hai, genki desu is all you need.
Okay, let's give the listeners a chance to practice. Listeners, Motoko will ask you how you are. Please respond with the answer, I'm fine. Are you ready?
Genki desu ka?
Okay, and the correct response is?
はい、元気です。
Great! Now listeners, it's your turn to ask Motoko. Please ask her how she is.
はい、元気です。
Okay, sounding good. Now, let's look at a line from the dialogue. It's a little longer and more complicated, so let's go through it together.
Kaori asks, Chiemi さんとサラちゃんもお元気ですか?
Are Chiemi and Sarah well too? Let's break it down.
Chiemi-san,
Chiemi,
と,
and,
Sara-chan,
Sarah,
も,
also,
お元気ですか?
Are they well? So, she's asking about Chiemi and Sarah, so we have the word to in between their names, and instead of wa, we use も, which means also. Can we hear the whole thing one more time?
Sure. Chiemi-san と Sara-chan もお元気ですか?
Are Chiemi and Sarah well too?It's long and looks a little complicated, but if you understand the functions of to and mo correctly, it's not too bad, right?
Right.
Okay, I think that's going to do it for this lesson.
Good job, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Let us know if you have any questions, and see you next time.
元気ですか?
はい、テイラーさんは?
はい、元気です。
チエミさんとサラちゃんもお元気ですか?
はい、マトリーも元気です。